This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being involved, being engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there, lots going on. You can sign up for the weekly email blast, or you can, you know, just read the stories. Today, I don't even know how you do this. Today is Happy Pro-Life Day. I'm sorry, Pro-Choice. Definitely not pro-life. Pro-Choice. And organizations are celebrating abortion providers as superheroes. So then killing babies is now, you're now a superhero. I thought superheroes were like, you know, guys that saved people's lives, women that saved people's lives, right? Superman, Supergirl, Batman, Batgirl. Excuse me, Batwoman. I don't even know, right? Then you had Wonder Woman. Are they going to do a new series called Wonder Man? I mean, all the other ones, right? Captain America now is a female. What do you think? Hey, look, works for me. Abortion providers received a chorus of praise and recognition on Tuesday as pro-choice organizations marked National Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. This is just amazing. How about a National Pro-Life Day, right? What do you think of that? I think it would be great. Happy Abortion Provider Appreciation Day to all those who enable women to control their own destinies. You are real life superheroes, not on your life. Not even close. I mean, here you are, providing a service that actually takes a life. And we're supposed to be excited about that? Do you understand, with the exception of a 8-month or 9-month pause, that the mom, or the would-be mom, I'll put it that way, would have the ability to give that baby up for adoption? That baby would have a chance to live? That baby would have a chance to make something of themselves? But you stop that. Dead in its tracks. So I don't know how you consider that a hero thing. It just shows you how demented the left actually is. Alongside the tweet of, Elise Hoag. I don't know who she is. I don't care. Do not send me an email and tell me, because I just don't care. Alongside her tweet was a GIF showing DC Comics superheroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, and so forth. The Lith Fund, which carries the name of an ancient demon who, according to mythology, you know, perved on children and pregnant women. Look at the things they line themselves up with. Right, and if you think I'm nuts, if you think it is now in your face. Planned Parenthood have memes going on Facebook and other places and Twitter that say abortion providers are heroes. Abortion providers also got support Tuesday from the City Council in St. Paul, Minnesota, which approved a resolution to officially mark Tuesday as Abortion Providers Appreciation Day. And they're proud of it. Is that what we've come to? I mean, they're loving this stuff. The designation is intended to honor the memory of Dr. David Gunn and many other abortion providers and clinic staff who face women patients' reproductive choices. No, they're not. Gunn was killed in 1993 outside his clinic in Florida by a man who shouted, "Don't kill any more babies." Not the way to do it. I don't want to kill any more babies either. The way to do it is to change the minds and hearts of people, to change the law. Yeah, you heard me. You change the hearts and minds of people, you show them truly what it is, and you change the law. You know what's really funny about all this? The left always screams about science, and they scream about all this stuff and what have you. I would, you know what, maybe, just maybe, like any other operation, major operation you go through, you have to see a video of what they're going to do. You know, knee surgery. I had to watch it for years ago when I had laser surgery done on my eyes. Right? I mean, you had to watch the procedure so that you knew what they were doing to you. Well, maybe we should do the same thing here. Maybe they should actually see what was happening, what was taking place. And to add insult to injury, abortion supporters were chanting, "Hail Satan!" in the Texas Capitol as pro-lifers sang "Amazing Grace." Yeah, drove those demons crazy, didn't it? For several hours between Tuesday and Wednesday, the phrase "Hail Satan" just went through the hallways like crazy. It was really bad. And it actually was trending on Twitter as well. The word spread that abortion supporters had chanted it at the pro-life Christian singing "Amazing Grace" amid mounting tensions over the pending passage of the strict abortion laws in the Texas Capitol. Now look, I don't know why there's strict abortion laws. Why is a heartbeat considered a strict abortion law? Right, a heartbeat law. It says if that blob itself has a heartbeat, you can't kill it. I would love somebody, other than the mantra of "it's a woman's choice," explain to me how that makes sense. Right, so you know, Rick Perry had a second special session in Texas, right? And the Democrats, or the Democratic activists, they botched the passage of legislation that would have banned abortions in that state up to 20 weeks. The legislation would also require that abortions be performed at a surgical center and mandate that doctors obtain admitting privileges. I don't understand this either. You wanted safe abortions, yet you don't want doctors to be able to work at the local hospital. And it doesn't make any sense. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them.
We are back. Trouble TV, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. You know, we're talking a little bit about abortion, and I know some of you get nuts with me when I keep it going on, but I want to finish this up. So I went to the Planned Parenthood website. Talk about being a tad deceitful. Right up there, we can see it. Big, 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 bold. It's 73% of Americans, the American public, oppose overturning Roe v. Wade. And that might be true. That might be very true. But what they don't tell you is that over 80% of Americans want some kind of restriction, guidelines put in place. They'll never tell you that. But it's true. Now, in a 1973 U.S. Supreme Court case, Roe v. Wade, now they affirmed that access to safe, you hear me? Safe
and legal abortion. It's a constitutional right. Right? So, let's think about that. What would safe be? See, at the time, they were claiming that women were getting getting abortions at back alleys, these little back alley butcher shops, using unsafe tools. Things weren't sterilized properly. They just weren't done right. Right? And now, they're okay with pretty much anything goes. In California last year, the governor now allowed, well, actually a few years back now, the nurses and other non-physicians can perform abortions. Yeah, physician's assistants, nurses, people who haven't had a long time in medical school. Right? I mean, seriously, how is that safe? Are they okay at small clinics? I mean, doctors have to be registered at local hospitals to be able to use them. They have to be approved for that hospital. And all of a sudden, it's okay. Not a problem. So I guess what they were telling us wasn't true. They really didn't mean it. They just wanted an abortion anytime on demand without, well, now, without even paying for it. And to take it even further, again, they keep saying we are trying to take the safe situation away from them. We're not. I mean, no, I don't want you to have an abortion. I don't want to make it easy for you to have an abortion. But I don't want you to go to some back alley down in a hallway somewhere where guys doing them, you know, in the hallway with dirty, terrible tools. I don't want them done at all. But in this light, you've got physician's assistants, you've got nurses. I mean, where's it going to stop? Who next? And then on top of it, right in our faces, so to speak, you're chanting, Hail Satan? Are you serious? The legislation in Texas would also require that abortions be performed at an ambulatory surgical center. Now, what is so bad about that? What makes that unsafe? They mandate that doctors obtain admitting privileges at the hospital with 30 miles of the practice. Again, I say, what's wrong with that? Oh, something might be 35 miles, or 40, or 50, or 60. Then the person who really wants the abortion that bad may have to drive another 15, 20, 25 miles. Now, wouldn't they? The world has seen the images of pro-abortion activists screaming, cheering at Rick Perry, the governor in Texas. He vowed that the process would not be derailed a second time. Now, Wendy Davis, remember her? The Democrat Senator Wendy Davis? I mean, she was the one up there screaming about how you had to have abortions. It was a woman's right. You don't get in the way of a woman. She did a 13-hour filibuster on the last day of the special session. I mean, seriously. But just the mere fact of how cold and nasty they are and screaming, Hail Satan, to people who are simply singing Amazing Grace. It's just terrible. I mean, truly just terrible. And when do we start to push back? See, Chris, did you let this go too far already? I don't know how you easily fix this, but you've already let this go too far. And when you talk about Planned Parenthood, how did any legislator get away with having a pro-choice or a superhero day or an abortion provider appreciation day? Are you hearing this? An abortion provider appreciation. Do we have adoption provider appreciation days? I'm asking for a friend. Seriously. Unreal. The Brad Dacus will join us in a little bit, but the other day that the story or touched on, the Governor Newsom now is going to privatize or he's going to take away private prisons, and he's going to allow them to be run, going to force them to be run by the state, which is kind of funny because when it comes to this kind of stuff, the state never does it right. And by shutting down those prisons and moving them where he wants them, he's going to put thousands of people. The government in this state is amazing, state of California. With the passing of AB5, where they lost close to a million jobs, and now they're going to kill this which is the private prisons. Why not turn those people into guards if you really want to take them over? Put the new policies in place and make them employees so they don't lose their jobs. You know why? Because the state can't do it for the same amount of money. It's just crazy. The goal here is not just to shut down these prisons, but to also keep ICE from being able to use these prisons. In October of 2019, Newsom signed the Assembly Bill 32. That law is to phase out the use of private prisons. And on January 1st of 2020, AB 32 became a law. So all the contracts with the private or for-profit prisons in the state basically go away. Oh, you know, when they come to an end, there is no renegotiating. There's no rollover, there's no any of that. The bill abolishes, in line with California's interest in ensuring the safety and welfare of its residents. This is great. I'm going to shut down prisons. Think of what these people do. I'm going to shut down prisons to make the streets safer. I'm going to do away with bail to make the streets safer. I'm going to allow junkies to shoot up in the street to make the street safer. I'm going to allow homeless people to crap and pee in the street to make the street safer. These people are serious. They really believe this stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute will join us after the break. Always appreciate your time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More tests for the coronavirus are now available.
LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Vice President Mike Pence giving an update with the president's task force on the virus and reminding everyone, if you do get it, the chances of becoming seriously ill is extremely low. The number of cases in New York State has risen dramatically, especially in New Rochelle, a suburb of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo has deployed the National Guard. New Rochelle Mayor Norm Branson.
In order to assist with logistical and operational challenges that are associated with this matter, we expect that that will be principally assisting with cleaning as well as with the delivery of meals.
A one-mile radius around the center of the outbreak there is now in quarantine. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
That's one of my favorites.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Because of this wonderful world of technology, we will not be having Brad Dacus on with us tonight. He's having some technology glitches. We'll catch up with him next time, I promise. Sorry. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure. It looks like Joe Biden's going to take a sweep of everything he's doing tonight. I mean, of the preliminary... we'll have to check the states in a minute. You know, Mississippi, Michigan, all that. Doesn't look like Bernie's going to grab any of them. At this point, got to wait till it's finished, right? How do they do that, though? The polls close within, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes? They already know who won. Or they're telling us who won. I don't know if they really know. I don't know if they're really telling us the truth, either. You know, I hit an article. Somebody sent me an article earlier today that Los Angeles or California, they're still counting another three and a half million ballots that they haven't counted. So I don't know if we really know who won anything, for that matter. Right? I mean, in the news sources, some of the bigger news sources, CNN and such, are telling us who won within seconds of the polls closing. When the state doesn't even know, I know somebody's going to throw me, come on, you moron, they do exit polls. Yeah, right. How'd that work out in the days of Trump and Hillary? So I just got an article from the Mercury News. It says that California still has more than 3.5 million ballots to count. No, that's not the results you were waiting for. Now, the final tally of California ballots cast for state Super Tuesday presidential primary, we may not know another for another week. So, again, we had this happen, I think it was what, in the 2018 election? 11 days, 12 days out? They were still counting votes. Right? I mean, we vote 11 days ahead of time. They open up the polls within 11 days of the actual day of voting. Think of that one. So why people, I know, I'm going to catch heck for this. But for you to complain that you had to wait
in line for 2 hours, right? Because you're gonna do the traditional thing and vote on election day after work. Here's the problem. I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that L.A. County had like 5,000 polling places. A lot of them were little places like garages, you know, where the people would set up the polling booths and what have you. But now they're down to like 500, and they're open to bigger places, libraries, schools, fire stations, that kind of thing. And now they have all this wonderful electronic equipment, so we can do snap, snap, fast, fast, no problem. Except there always is a problem. Right, and again, this is like last time. This stuff will trickle in for weeks. According to the estimate published by the county election registrar, as of this weekend, there were still 3.5 million ballots left to count. Right? Now, that may be, I mean, a lot of those might be provisional ballots. They might be, you know, people who switched whatever at the last minute. And I don't know how much that's actually going to change, because as the precincts start to roll out, they take on a certain percentage for each person, and they don't move that much after a while. Now, what's sitting in that pile, too, are ballots that were ripped or bent. Maybe they had typos on them. Maybe they had a line crossed through them. And the voting machine had a hard time counting it. So when you look at that, you look at how much is still out there. Anyway, so they had, and in a state where there's 36 million people, and this time around where they have 8 million plus votes, they've got another 3 million. I don't know how many people didn't show up at all. Pretty sad. Y'all scream about voting. Are you really voting, though? What are you doing to exercise your right to vote? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, somebody went after me for something I posted on Facebook. Twitter. Nothing new. I deal with it. But I put up a post about lithium mining. You know, because all you guys who have electric cars, you feel so good about yourself. And, you know, we have them in batteries. I get it. Rechargeable batteries, all that fun stuff. But when you look at what it takes to mine lithium, and who's doing it, it's a boatload of young kids overseas that are mining lithium. Very dangerous thing to do. So, you know, you're looking at, by 2030, they're expecting 125 to 150 million electric cars to be on the road. Not only do the batteries have to be made for the initial cars, but they have to be, replacement batteries have to be made as well. Now, the uptake of the electric vehicles is still, you know, they're largely driven by environmental policies, right? So when you really think about what it takes to make this happen, what it takes to mine these things, if you really go with no high-tech, high-end mining, you're going to drive the cost of these cars to the roof, right? So, again, I don't know, I'm not even suggesting that I know how to fix this. As some of you say, as I say, it's above my pay grade, right? But as you're sitting there feeling so good about that electric car you just bought, remember, you have to get rid of that battery. That battery had to be made. It had to be mined. Of all the small cities and towns where they mine, do the lithium mining, the water soon becomes contaminated because they have to use a boatload of water to get it out. They use a lot of young kids, young people to mine it. So I don't know what's worth what. What's worse or what is worth what. What is it worth pulling those things out of the ground? Pulling that stuff out of the ground. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's interesting the rip we have with the coronavirus right now. And when I say the rip we had, we've got people on one side, doctors, scientists, are going, hey, it's the flu. It is not on track to, maybe because we track it better now, maybe because we're hearing more about it, maybe because it's an election year, you know what I'm saying?
Right? We're hearing more about it, so we're seeing it as worse. But the numbers don't come anywhere near what they should be for as worse. You know, the regular flu is killing more people than the coronavirus. So over and over again, as you see, when it finished up last year, there were 130-some-odd kids that were killed by the flu. Kids. I'm talking about young kids. Where this flu, coronavirus, doesn't seem to really attack young kids. It seems to attack older people that already have pre-existing conditions. And it doesn't make it okay. Don't get me wrong. The CDC says that this year, so far, the flu season is underway to be one of the most active. And they're not even including the corona flu. Or virus, excuse me. And some areas of the country are seeing lower levels of flu activity. And again, by the way, I just want you to know, if you call it, right, the Chinese flu or anything along those, you're a racist, just so you're aware. So the people around you, when they start calling you that, you'll know why. 855-FRIELD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, a lot of times in the past, people didn't go to the doctor for the flu, right? They kind of get the flu, what do we need to take, what do we need to, and they would stay home and they would heal themselves, so to speak. But the CDC came out and said overall hospitalization is about 2.7% per 100,000, or 2.7 per 100,000. It's been like that pretty much every year. Last year, or 2018, it was 2.0. Last year, it was 2.7. And adults over the age of 65, they have the highest rate of hospitalization. 7 per 100,000 end up being in the hospital. And the little kids, that's the next highest rate. So again, I just want to say, let's not get nuts with this. Hide in your house with a, you know, crawl into a garbage bag and hide in your house. And again, the flu activity has been really, really, really busy over the last couple of years, mostly the southern states, some of the New England states. So let's just breathe very deeply. And when we come back, we get a lot to talk about. An ex-transgender woman, she's suing the gender clinic. She wishes they had left her alone. She wishes they had challenged her before she was cut on. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back.
Good girl, straight masterpiece.
Yeah, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. I don't know anything about that song. All I know is it talks about Michelle Pfeiffer's being white gold. That's all I care about. Anyway, don't get it, don't care. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there as well. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, my PR person used to tell me, you're the only, and this is the way she put it, you're the only old white guy that talks about these things that nobody else wants to touch. And maybe that's why we can't figure things out, because we don't want to talk about this stuff. We're afraid to deal with some of these issues, like abortion. Why should I, because I'm an older white, I have two daughters, right? I mean, why should I be afraid of speaking about abortion? It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday topic, an everyday discussion. And these whack toys on the left are saying, well, you don't have a uterus, you can't talk about it. Can't talk about black people because you're not black. Well, then you women on the left, shut up. Stop talking about men because you're not a man. So you don't, see, that's why I keep telling you, it is a double standard. They can talk about anything they want to. They can break the law the way they want to break the law. They can pound you in the face, and it's okay because they are so morally righteous that they should be able to get away with anything. We, however, if we sneeze in the wrong direction, we're trying to spread the coronavirus on purpose. That's what makes me nuts. Now, I've been talking about this for years. And I said to you, eventually this was going to break. And more people are going to come forward and start to talk about this, people that were involved in it, and you're seeing it happen more and more. Not just one, you're seeing more and more of these cases, more and more of these people speaking up and saying, look, I was never challenged on this transgender thing. I went to two meetings for less than an hour each. They said, yeah, you're good to go. Signed the paperwork. I got hacked on within a couple of weeks. Yeah, you heard me, hacked on. An ex-transgender woman is suing the UK's top gender clinic, saying that if she had been challenged, especially by medical staff, over her decision to transition to male when she was a teenager, a young teenager, she might have been spared, ready for this, years of pain and the dangerous side effects that came along with it. So you cannot. Come on, call me and let me know. Because I know I infuriate you guys when I do this. You cannot take the body that was designed that has the DNA of an XY and want to change it to a XX. You just don't change it. And when you do everything against that, and you wonder why things go haywire, that's a problem. And we've encouraged it. We've done more. We haven't just encouraged it. We are pushing it. We are not allowing kids to be, in some states, they don't even allow kids to be counseled in their original or born gender. Yes, I'm sorry, gender. And I don't know if it was Sweden or Denmark or one of those countries. They've seen a 1,500% increase in transgenderism. Not because it's natural or normal or following its normal course. No. No. Because the doctors are approving it in bigger numbers, higher, faster. All the kid has to say is, a male has to say, I'm almost sure I was born in the wrong body. And they're writing prescriptions for the surgery. It's wrong. It is the wrong thing to do. Especially when it comes to these young kids. Over 90% of these kids, when they're counseled, when they're worked through, guess what? They go back to the original gender. They stop talking about it. They live wonderful and happy lives. We don't have enough evidence, but we're getting more and more, and they're not liking what they're hearing. According to the BBC, a judge gave the green light for a full hearing of the case against the Tavistock and Portman health centers. It was brought by the 23-year-old Kira Bell and Mum A, as they put it, the mother of a 15-year-old girl with autism who is awaiting treatment at the infamous gender identity clinic. They have the same thing in Massachusetts. They have one in Boston, and they're lying. They're lying to these parents. Let me tell you parents something. The hormone blockers they give your kids are not reversible. They're telling you who they are, but they're not. Look, if your body has a chemical makeup and certain things have to take place, it's no different than when they're forming in the womb, right? You have this much at 1 week, this much at two, this much happens at three. At 4 weeks, this happens. At 8 weeks, this happens. It is the same thing as they're maturing outside the womb, okay? And if you slow those chemicals down or you stop them, you may end up with a kid that has brittle bones, bad muscle tone, maybe very weak muscle tone, ligaments that aren't right. Things will not form properly. God, or Mother Nature if you prefer, has laid everything out in such a fashion to make it work properly, to make it come together right, so it would be healthy individuals, healthy adults. You know, look at, why do we have an obesity problem? Everybody wants to blame it on McDonald's. My Uncle Bill, who's long passed now, he used to get so mad at those fast food joints. And he wouldn't take us there every day, but there were reasons behind it. He used to say things like, this is going to make you kids fat and lazy. Why? Because parents won't fight with their kids to get off the couch, go outside and play. As long as the kid is watching television or on his video game, he's out of your face, isn't he? And now we have an obesity problem. And it isn't because of McDonald's. It's because you parents won't be parents in most cases. Some kids do have a medical condition. Some adults have a medical condition. You know, if you have two brain cells that rub together, you know I'm not talking about you. The attorneys are arguing that children cannot give truly informed consent to treatments such as puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones or even all these surgeries. How is that possible? We don't allow 12-year-olds to have guns, but we allow them to go decide what can be cut on their body or cut out of their body in some cases. We don't allow them to choose what they're going to have on a regular diet if you do have two brain cells as a parent to rub together. You tell them when to go to bed. They are going to school. Right? There are things you do for your children or force them to do because it's good for them. And they're why? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they're too young to make the decisions on their own. I don't know why child psychologists aren't screaming from the roof. They will tell you that the brain doesn't fully develop till they're in their late teens. So how do you let a 7-year-old decide that they want hormone blockers? And don't tell me, oh, that doesn't happen. Yeah, Google it. It happens a lot. Like many women who became transgender men, Kara told the BBC that she was a tomboy. My youngest daughter was a tomboy. Her desire to identify as a boy gradually built up more and more and more. She learned about transgenderism, and she started transitioning online. She started reading about it, learning about it, learning what to do, you know, who to call. As she began to head down the long path of medical gender affirmation, Kara said that one step led to another. She was referred to the clinic at 16 years old, where she was prescribed puberty blockers. People go to therapy for years, right? Or months to work through certain things. She went for 1 hour. And this is the way most of them are doing it. For a life-changing operation, for a life-shattering, world-shattering operation, she spoke to one for an hour. You know what I would say to do, and I'll catch heck for this, but I don't care. What I think you got to do, go find, if you're really this transgender thing, go find a doctor that's totally against it. A psychologist. Listen to all the things that could go wrong. Listen to all the things you may run into. And then make your decision. Because you know if you're going to go to an affirmation council, they're not going to tell you to go in the opposite direction. They believe in this. Although puberty blockers are touted as, yeah, I just told you this, reversible, Tavistock, the health center, they acknowledge that their impact on, ready for this, on brain development and psychological health is not fully known. Hello. A year after starting the puberty blockers, Kira was prescribed testosterone, which caused her to develop male characteristics, like face hair, deep voice. 3 years ago, she underwent a double mastectomy. Come on, are we serious? So at 17 years old, she had her breast removed. Initially, I felt very relieved and happy about things, she said, but I think as the years go on, you start to feel less and less enthusiastic. Even, you're not even happy about it anymore. Right? She said, you can continue and dig yourself deeper into the hole. You can choose to come out of it. Kira made the decision to stop taking hormones last year and now accepts her female biology, but she's furious with the system that allowed and encouraged her to do such an irreparable damage. Now, I want you to think about that. She's 16 years old. Right? I mean, she's still a child at 16, and you allow her to make this decision. I don't understand. I really don't. If you got the medical creds and you want to call and challenge me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. She said, I was allowed to run this idea that I had almost like a fantasy. Nobody stopped me. Nobody get in the way. Nobody stepped in. Nobody said, hey, hold off a few years. Not a one. And now my young life has been taken away from me. My young teenage years are gone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. A lot more coming up after the break. Dave Sussman's going to join me to talk about tonight's primary race. We'll be back in a few minutes.